You're listening to Trope or Not to Trope. We're your hosts, Kelly,
Kristen,
and Ray. Hello and welcome. In honor of the holiday season, the trope we'll be talking about today is the Christmas special, which is when an existing TV show or franchise releases a Christmas-themed installment in celebration of the holiday. We're going to mainly stick to TV Christmas specials, though I expect we'll blur into holiday books and movies a bit. So, while I'm not sure of the exact origin of Christmas specials, an early example would be Disney's From All of Us to All of You, which was ultimately retitled to Jiminy Cricket's Christmas, first airing on the Walt Disney Presents show in 1958. This particular bit fell out of tradition in the U.S. in the 80s, but apparently it's still going in the U.K. and Scandinavia. For example, in Sweden, it's on television every Christmas Eve, apparently.
Oh, no.
But Christmas specials themselves vary somewhat in topic, with some being overtly religious, featuring stories about the birth of Jesus Christ, but the more common ones tend to be secular, thus appealing to a wider audience, and feature Santa, elves, talking snowmen, plot lines where the characters have to save Christmas, themes of family drama, and wholesome resolving of family drama, all in a wintry setting, frequently including lines about the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
So, this brings me to my first question. What counts as a Christmas special or Christmas movie? Does there have to be a whole thing with presents and Santa, or is a winter setting enough?
Yeah, I think there has to be some kind of winter celebration of sorts. I think just having a winter setting, at least for me, is not enough. If it's going to be like a Christmas or holiday special, it doesn't, at least for me, I don't think it literally has to have Christmas as the thing, but some kind of celebration or some kind of like coming together. There needs to be some like, oh, people are family or friends are coming together and like could be exchanging presents or could be like finding the true meaning of the holiday or something like that. But yeah.
I don't know. I think it does have to be about Christmas, like whether
Christmas
it's celebrating
specifically.
Yeah, or like working against it. Because, you know, celebrating any other holiday is like, you know, a Hanukkah special or a Thanksgiving special. Like, it's all their own category. Like, I wouldn't call that a Christmas special necessarily.
Ooh.
But I will give an exception for like something like the Star Wars holiday special, because they celebrate Life Day, but it's like so obviously all the Christmas tropes that it's basically Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I will take the ones where it's like obvious fantasy holiday here.
Yeah.
But Christmas, like that's a Christmas special.
Yeah. I think more broadly, like a Christmas special has to involve like Christmas tropes, specifically the classic Christmas tropes, like usually in the form of, you know, parodying or paying homage to a classic story, like whether they have a Christmas carol and they have their Scrooge, or it's a Wonderful Life and someone has an angel showing them what life would be like, you know, anything with Santa, like.
So it's like one of the classic, like one of the classic Christmas stories, just sort of copied, pasted, and redressed up in whatever the franchise is.
Yeah,
trappings
either
are.
That or like, I mean, you can even like, or you have the other, you know, major trappings of Christmas. So you have Santa and his elves, and whether it's a mall Santa or the real Santa or like whatever. Like, but it has to have those very iconic Christmas tropes.
Interesting. I don't know. Like, I think I would still accept it if it was just, like, thinking, okay, if we are talking fantasy, if it's, like, Christmas adjacent, like, there are certain elements that maybe harken back to celebrating what celebrating Christmas looks like, I would still accept that as, like, a Christmas special. I don't know. Like, maybe it's because I have seen Or I enjoy fantasy. And so I, not that you guys don't, but I'm just saying, like, I've consumed so much fantasy, and there have been celebrations that are like echoing Christmas, but don't clearly say, oh, this is Christmas.
That's fired, Kelly.
No, but like, it's the holiday is not Christmas. It's Lights Day or whatever, and yeah. Like, but everything is like, oh, but they are giving presents, and they're enjoying one another's presents, haha, and like they hang lights. I'm like, oh, well, in my mind, that's basically I'd watch that or I'd read that, and it'd be like so festive.
Like, this kind of comes back to our vampire episode for me. Like, you need enough of the like iconic tropes for it to all work together and be a Christmas special. So even if you like don't necessarily say like we are celebrating Christmas, like if you have presents and lights and a ham and like whatever, then you can celebrate Life Day and it can be a Christmas special. But like the further you go from the tropes, the less like a Christmas special it becomes, to the point that it's not a Christmas special. It's just a weird holiday episode of something.
True, like if it had sacrifices and stuff, like oh, you have to sacrifice the youngest child and like you know, go out and on the hunt and like, no, that's not what I would think of as a Christmas special.
Yeah, you just like, you have to have enough of Christmas in there, whether you call it Christmas or not.
Right.
I'm on board with everything that you're saying thus far, but I have sort of a weird personal quirk where it has to be winter. It has to be snowy winter. I know they have Christmas in Florida. Like, I know you can celebrate Christmas at the beach. I know that's possible, but it's not Christmas to me. I'm like, that's not the thing. Rejection.
That does not bother me.
Yeah, childhood me actually experienced that quite frequently when I lived in North Carolina. So,
like, New Girl is set in LA and they have a lot of good Christmas episodes.
Mm.
So that
it just does
not bother me.
Right. I understand. I know I'm wrong, but like, it just doesn't feel right.
I get that.
That's true. It definitely has a different tone or like feeling to it. It doesn't feel as magical. I mean, which is really sad to say, but I don't think I have too much of a problem with it. Like, I'd still consider, I don't know, Christmas happening in LA. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's a Christmas.
California doesn't get Christmas.
We have rules. Santa doesn't stop there. No, sorry. No, California listeners, no, you're great. And you do deserve Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Christmas in the tropics is just like its own trope. There's enough of it that it's a thing.
I acknowledge it. I just don't accept it.
Okay. Duly noted.
This doesn't speak to my soul.
Okay.
Are Christmas specials even a thing in book series? Like, TV series, you can like put the episode out around Christmas, but books, I don't, like, I suppose books can come out around Christmas, but like, people don't seem to
in things like comics or like things that are actually like long running series and not books that come out once a year or like once every other year. Yeah, I think you can do it. But anything that's like, most book series are like trilogies, and so you don't really have room for a Christmas special in there because it's tightly plotted, hopefully. Although what is it? A Court of Thorns and Roses. They did.
That's true. Frost and Starlight. Yep.
Was a Christmas special book.
Basically Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Winter solstice for the win.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yes. Yes, they are.
Although it doesn't happen very often. I mean, I'd be fine if more fantasy series were writing Christmas specials.
I'm their Christmas book.
I feel like you, maybe not often, but more often than an actual book, will get like a one-off short story or something that the author puts out in a newsletter that's like, here are my characters at Christmas having a good time.
That's fair.
Or having a not-so-good time.
Or I have having seen a not-so-good time.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. It's almost like fan fiction. Well, it wouldn't be fan fiction at that point, but like fan fiction for your own story, honestly, which is though, a cool concept. Mm-hmm.
So here for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Why did I picture books do this? Oh. So like Babar and Madeline and the Dinosaur First series, like they typically have, follow this character on their adventures. And then every so often there's like a, and Madeline is celebrating Christmas or, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything that's like got a lot of installments in it is probably going to have some kind of holiday episode because people run out of ideas.
Yeah.
And also like holidays are relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy points to score.
Discworld has Hogfather. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So there you go. Oh, and I think Goosebumps has a Christmas special.
Of course. They do.
So, yeah.
I was never into this Choose Your Own Adventures, but I feel like wasn't there a Christmas one of those?
Oh, probably.
I'm sure somewhere in the vast genre of Choose Your Own Adventure, there have been Christmas-themed Choose Your Own Adventure.
And Magic Treehouse.
Treehouse, yep. Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of wintry and Christmassy ones.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the moral of this story is run anything long enough and you will have to do a Christmas episode.
Oh, God.
Just like a body swap episode or a musical episode. I don't know how that's supposed to work with a book, but good luck.
Oh, I would love that if one of them was just randomly all in verse.
Oh,
that'd be horrible, and I would love it.
Ooh, that'd be a delightful audiobook.
Oh, yes.
Mm. If you got a good narrator.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that mean I have to do a musical episode of this podcast?
No.
Yeah.
No. We will never run long enough for there to be a musical episode of this podcast.
That sounds like Twitter talk, right?
Oh my gosh.
Well, it hasn't run long enough yet. So,
it's been long enough to have multiple Christmas episodes.
That's true, because Christmas happens every year.
So does singing.
Oh gosh.
Okay, so in my experience, Christmas specials tend to range from fun, such as the annual Doctor Who specials, to very bad idea, we regret everything, let's pretend that never happened, and Star Wars. And even when the Christmas specials are fun, they usually aren't the best. They're usually just fluff and filler. At least that's my opinion. How do you two feel about the Christmas specials?
Ray, I'm starting to think you hate Christmas.
I'm grinching it up over here.
You really are. I love Christmas specials, like especially in sitcoms and like TV series. They're because most episodes are kind of self-contained anyway. So like the Christmas theme is just fun. Like it's a way to mix it up. It's new ideas. It's something that they haven't done before, especially for shows that air on a schedule and come out at Christmas. Like I will say the one thing I don't like is when the Christmas episode has nothing to do with the rest of the narrative. Like the Ted Lasso Christmas special. It was a great episode, like, but it had nothing to do with anything. And I wish it had been more connected and not just like this weird standalone fun, but kind of useless thing.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they usually do, or at least the ones that I can think of right now, they usually have nothing to do with the overarching story. And they're very removed. Like, it almost feels like, at least in sitcoms, they have this holiday special, something not even that big, but something like, I don't know, something important to maybe the characters happens, and then it's never touched on again.
I mean, the sitcoms I can think of do pretty well. Like, Friends has good Christmas specials. New Girl, like I said, has good Christmas specials.
Oh, have not
seen maybe either. We're just watching the wrong shows.
You really are. Yeah. Parks and Rec has good Christmas episodes. Like,
oh, well, that's true. But Parks and Rec
has great Christmas episodes.
Yeah, but I guess I was thinking of, like, oh my gosh. I was thinking of, like, also Disney Christmas specials. Yeah. And those are wild and weird and, like, why does this exist? Same thing with, like, Halloween. They usually have, like, Halloween episodes, too.
Uh-huh. Okay, so when I love it in TV series and sitcoms, but, like, when franchises try to do Christmas episode, it's not great. Like,
that makes sense to me.
Because it's usually a very obvious money grab, and so it's lacking any kind of, like, substance or reason for existing. Like, did either of you see the Frozen Christmas special? Because I just, why does that exist?
Nope.
Because I knew it was going to be awful.
It just, like, it wasn't even bad. It was just, it just didn't need to exist. You know? Yeah. Like, it was very Frozen, and it did what it meant to do.
That seems like that would be good material to make a Christmas special out of.
Yeah, Frozen, narrated. You have an
ice queen right there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was kind of forgettable and didn't really need to exist because it was there for the money grab.
Yeah,
it's pretty obvious when that happens,
right? Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like, even for the majority of them, I really tend to not like those kinds. But at the same time, I think overall, the Christmas special warms my heart because then I get to see characters, I don't know, be comfortable around each other. Well, hopefully. Something always happens. Something wrong always happens. But it's about, like, togetherness and seeing them in a different light, like celebrating some kind of...
Yes.
Celebrating a holiday, celebrating Christmas. And then there are different, like, kind of like what Kristen was saying, where, yeah, sure, there are different tropes that can pop up that they can play with. And so you're seeing these characters in these very familiar tropes or layouts. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I never get tired of seeing, like, A Christmas Carol, but through the eyes of, like, Scrooge McDuck, or, you know, or, like, I don't know, a well-known character that I know and love. I'm like, oh, of course I know what's going to happen, but not really, because the character is slightly different from, you know, the other characters I've seen this play out with. I don't know.
Yeah, like you were saying, I'm always a sucker for, like, characters having just a cozy, happy moment, especially in those like high action, like, everything that could go wrong does go wrong and then some. Yes. Like, I like those breaks where they just have this cozy holiday, everyone's happy together for this brief moment, and we're just gonna explore some character, have some good feels, and really great.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I can see that. I think more of my main problem with them is so often their episodes or editions where they just phone it in.
Uh-oh.
So you can see ones where, like, I mean, I am for Scrooge McDuck existing, but you also know that they just copied and pasted A Christmas Carol onto that character. And, like, it fits. But it's also, I don't know, it's kind of like you didn't try. Like, that one actually works kind of well. But, like, so often the Christmas episodes of things are, oh, this is just X other Christmas story. We just did it here. I don't know. I suppose it's just a version of retelling that frequently isn't great. Like, it's so often, like, especially like you were saying, Kristen, with, like, the movie franchises, it's a cash grab.
yeah.
I fall on Kelly's side. Like, I like seeing the familiar stories with new characters, as long as it's done well, obviously.
Yes.
But I think you're right. I think a lot of times it's just like, we need something for Christmas, let me shove these characters into this thing that doesn't quite make sense and, you know, copy and paste. Right.
And it's easy to do that because, again, like going back to, there are a bunch of people who know these stories already. And so it falls into that safe category or like the retelling realm where it's like, oh, everyone knows, or a lot of people know the story of Snow White. So we're going to retell it. And like, sometimes that's amazing. And other times it falls flat because it's just the same tale being told and there's nothing new or different. Too. Like, I totally agree. I don't like that, but
I think the thing with those is like you do still need to bring something different enough with the set of characters that you have. What are your clever twists? What are the things that are going to be like that are going to be noteworthy about this version of it? What makes this one fun or interesting?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that kind of depends on your genre. Like, something like a sitcom doesn't have to like put in quite as much work to be clever and different because sitcoms have those tried and true tropes. And so like all the difference is going to be your characters. And so you just have to write characters well, at least for me. I can understand how like it would get old quickly.
But also sitcoms are kind of more about, like you're saying, Kristen, the characters, but then also dialogue. Like if there's some snappy, interesting dialogue, I'm here for it. Yeah, let's do a Christmas Carol for the 50th time, but with like different banter or whatever.
Yeah, like that, I guess my point is that can be your new thing. Like you don't have to be like, oh, I'm introducing a new character to the Christmas Carol and it's going to be like Scrooge's second cousin and it, because that just gets weird.
Yeah. But like, I think with the sitcoms, it's like, oh, okay, this is the modern take on whichever story. That makes sense. I also think sitcoms are a little bit different because, okay, there's your classic Christmas stories, and then there's sitcoms tend to be about, like, granted, exaggerated, but normal people's Christmas experiences. So there are things with visiting family. There are mishaps with getting each other presents. There are, like, all of those regular little tropes that normal people go about doing. But, of course, the sitcom is going to be the exaggerated, over-the-top version of that. So it's kind of a different space than like, the classic stories that we were just talking about.
Yeah, there's also like sitcoms are more relational focused, so all of their conflicts are going to be between people. Like they're not really concerned about story as much. And so if you're writing something that's supposed to be concerned with story, that's going to be a different set of tropes, a different set of concerns, like so on and so forth.
Do you have any favorites? Favorite Christmas specials?
So many. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh
yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's like I don't even know if it counts as like a Christmas episode at this point because it is just like an iconic Christmas special and it's so much more iconic than any of the other Charlie Brown movies. But
yes,
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
what
oh, like I've seen parts of it.
Party.
I know some of the bits, but I don't know. I always okay, I'm gonna get murdered, but I never really got into Charlie Brown as a kid. I generally found him boring.
I mean, I didn't really get into any of the comics or anything, but like The Great Pumpkin and the Christmas Special were iconic parts of my childhood.
I know of these things, and I know I've seen The Great Pumpkin before, and it just wasn't that entertaining to me. It just felt slow.
Ray.
Oh,
I don't
know
if we can be friends anymore.
I know, right?
I feel a deep need to convert you now.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Good.
I'm afraid.
As you should be.
What about you, Kelly?
Okay, does this one count, hopefully? Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen this?
Yes.
It's so sweet.
When Tim Curry as the orc.
That one, one went harder than it needed to, and I'm here for it.
It's so hard, and I loved. I remember watching it over it. I don't know, that lives in my mind rent free around Christmas time. I'm like so here to watch it whenever. Has like good music.
See that one again.
Yeah,
we should have a Christmas special like viewing party and just watch all of these like power things.
Oh, boy. Speaking of though, have you guys seen Klaus?
No.
Really? Oh my gosh. Okay, well, first off, it's like a 2D and 3D animation like mix. So you're using both traditional and like digital art.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. But I can't really say anything about it, because I feel like the more I say, the more I'll give away. But it's just such a heartfelt, like it's your typical Christmas story on one hand. But on the other hand, it has so much heart. And it has, I don't know, lately I feel like there are Christmas specials that come out or Christmas movies that come out. And I'm like, it's missing something. And Klaus came out, I don't know, a few years ago. And it had that magical Christmas feel good that you get, like I get when I watch Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like the classic Christmas movies. I get watching Klaus, and it's so good.
We can add that to our list.
Yay.
I also have to put in a good word for the VeggieTales, the toy that saved Christmas.
Oh yeah!
Why must you yeet me back to that part of my childhood? Why?
So good. I still quote it on a regular basis.
I wish I didn't.
That one's also the Glee Christmas special was remarkably good. Like I just have a soft spot in my heart for Glee. It's so over the top and amazing.
That's fair. Like, it was a good time.
Yeah, the Christmas special was just fun because they did that whole like filming a TV special or something. And so they're all sitting in the house, all like dressed up like they were at a 50s TV spot.
Oh, like, oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was cozy. Also, I don't actually like Seinfeld, which I hear is blasphemy, but you know, whatever. But their Festivus episode was great.
Oh, yeah.
I like Festivus is just so iconic. I love when sitcoms introduce things that become actual holidays that people celebrate, like Valentine's Day and Festivus.
I think most of what I'm learning is that I haven't seen that many Christmas specials of things. I've definitely heard of things. I mean, I've heard of Festivus, but I have not seen this episode, and I haven't seen just like any of the sitcom Christmas things. I can't remember the Glee Christmas special, though I'm sure I must have seen it.
That's fair. I just watched Glee like last year, so it is fresher in my mind.
Santa Baby is sung at one point, right? Am I just making that up?
So.
Baby It's Cold Outside.
Well, Baby It's Cold Outside was sung.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, then it's coming back to me. I don't know why I blocked it out, but
I think it was the same episode that like Sue dressed up as the Grinch and stole all the stuff from their band or their choir room.
Of course.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Also, have either of you watched Community?
No.
Yeah.
The Community Christmas special, the like stop motion animation, that was a fun time. I don't remember anything about the plot, but like it was a fun time.
Oh, I love Community.
Okay, so are there any Christmas specials that you guys think are maybe not so good then?
Honestly, no. Like, even the ones I don't like as much, I'm just like, I'm here for the happy Christmas vibes.
I'm going to say no, because I want them to experiment.
Yeah.
Like, even if it fails, it's fine. Just keep trying.
Like, I get you, but Okay, so I don't have any specific ones that I hate or anything like that, but it's only because I already kind of have no expectations for a Christmas special. As soon as I hear something is a Christmas special, I've basically already written it off.
Oh. So
I can be pleasantly surprised, basically, if it turns out to be good. I'm like, oh, hey, that was actually good. But as soon as I hear Christmas special, I'm like, okay, here we go.
Right. You need to be visited by a small child who teaches you the meaning of Christmas.
Why does it have to be a small child?
Is the child just going to randomly appear and raise
you? Yes. I mean, your options are a small child, an angel, or like Santa himself. So pick
yeah,
one.
You, yeah, I pick don't one. Know.
Or a hot man. Oh, that's also an option.
What? Say what?
Good.
That one might work better.
Okay. Duly noted.
Okay, so like Hallmark movie.
Oh no. Oh,
plot
no.
line then.
Oh no. I call green sweater.
Good.
So, speaking of Hallmark movies in particular, because they're kind of the Christmas special of Christmas special, how do we feel about those? Both the actual literal trademark Hallmark Christmas movies and just the kind of genre that they have created of corny Christmas movie.
We love Christmas movies with everything in us.
Oh, dear.
For as much as I preach about, like, good quality things and, like, caring about all of that, I am a sucker for corny Christmas movies.
Oh, gosh.
In all of their terrible glory. Oh, they're so tropey and so over the top, and they're always a cozy good time.
I feel like okay, so I will totally watch Hallmark Christmas movies. It's great because you know what to expect. It's comfortable. It's cozy. Like, there, sometimes you just need that. However, I feel like I have a limit. Like, if I watch too many of them,
three in one week, just one every day, Hallmark Channel, nonstop. Here we go. Yeah. It's December.
My limit is high, but I also have a limit.
But then I start to, like, the magic wears off and I'm like, wow, this is actually, I don't know, why am I watching this? Like, I feel like an addict or something. Yep. Like, I shouldn't be doing this. But,
my heart is too shriveled for this.
Well, I wish that they would improve on a few things. I don't always appreciate the gender roles that are reinforced in the Hallmark movies. That bothers me.
I would like the big city girl to have a happy ending. Doesn't involve, like, moving to a small town and having some lumberjack's babies.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. That would be lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, money never seems to be an issue in those things unless they're, like, saving the farm. Because it's always, nothing job, and then the, like, aww, big city girl gives up her high-powered attorney job, and I don't know how they live, because they're now poor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
But the farm is saved. So
the most unbelievable thing in the Hallmark movies is that finances are not a concern.
Right.
Right, which I'm not saying that... Right. And I'm not saying that, like, that can never happen. Like, obviously there are people who can choose to, you know, do one thing or another, but I just want some variety.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, agreed. I will add a caveat that I am shallow and I will not watch them if the male lead isn't hot. Like, I'm so not fair for, like, the depth of the story, you know? So, like, as long as the characters are believably hot and, like, the dialogue isn't so awful, How does that shake out?
Because aren't even the hot people, quote, Hallmark hot? Isn't that a thing? So what's...
I mean, yeah, but, like, as long as they're my brand of hot, you know?
Okay.
Everybody has their own brand of hot.
That's very true. I'm in keeping with the theme of this episode. I have seen very few Hallmark movies. I think I've seen one. And the first one that I saw, I don't even know which one it was. I had no conception of the genre. Like, I didn't know the Hallmark Christmas movie reputation. So I just remember watching it and being like, really? That's it? It's just that simple?
Oh, sweet summer.
It's over already? What do you mean that worked?
Did I not make you watch The Night Before Christmas?
That's right.
Because if I have not done that, I have failed you as a friend, and we are doing that this year.
Oh, boy.
Like, Night Can IGHT, The Night Before Christmas.
Why do I feel like I'm under threat of being kidnapped and, like, bound and set in front of a TV screen?
I'll have cookies.
Oh, good. Great.
We'll keep with the theme.
I feel like I need this because Chris won't enthusiastically watch Hallmark movies.
Oh my gosh, yes. We need, okay. Christmas night, it's happening.
Christmas night.
Oh no.
We will have Christmas cookies, we will have coffee, and we will watch a bunch of terrible movies. And
yes!
Humbug.
Specials.
I'll do yes! it for the power of friendship, but bah, humbug.
As you should.
The true meaning of Christmas.
The true meaning of Christmas is your friends making you watch terrible Christmas movies with them.
Yes, absolutely. The Night Before Christmas has time travel and witches. It's great.
Okay, I'm enticed. Well, am I going to be disappointed?
You absolutely are.
Oh, no,
but it's fun.
It's sweet and fun.
But yeah. Fun disappointed.
Yeah, lower your expectations.
Already on the ground.
Good.
That's where they need to
love
be.
It.
Great.
It's honestly probably my favorite, like, Christmas movie genre thing. Like, it's ridiculous, but it's so heartwarming. Santa's real. Like, it's a good time.
I've been betrayed by too many fantasies. I don't know. I was a kid that believed in fairies for too long, and I definitely believed in Santa for too long as well.
That's fair. It's surprisingly not really a fantasy. It's like set in modern day small town America.
Okay. Okay. I think I already know the answer to this question, but Christmas specials, to trope or not to trope, and if trope. How to do so well, or at least maybe what to avoid.
Obviously, yes, trope.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Obviously. Ray, you are overruled.
Uh-huh.
Two against one.
If you must.
How to do so well. Just make it connected to other things.
Yes.
Unless you were doing something like Frozen did and making like a whole standalone Christmas thing, in which case make it matter by itself, like give it a good plot, good dialogue, good, like make it something that matters.
Yeah. Like but Beauty and the Beast, the Enchanted Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. But like, if you're doing it as part of a series, make it relevant to the series. Mm. Like I wish the Ted Lasso episode had been more connected.
This is tricky because I feel like I don't know if it's because it's subjective or maybe it like taps into some kind of nostalgia, but I really want Christmas specials to I do enjoy them regardless. I will say that, as we've already established, but I want more of like the heart kind of injected into Christmas specials. And I think when I say heart, I mean for the characters to, on some level, learn something. And whether it be the true meaning of Christmas, which is more layered than what we've been joking about, I think, which the true meaning of Christmas can mean many different things. But at least for me, I think it's like that concept of being thankful for the ones that are around you, that the ones you love. I don't know, again, if this is too subjective or if this is just me, but I want to feel something. I don't want to just be entertained. I mean, I will be because Christmas special, but I wish that Christmas specials would pay more attention to characters and their relationships with one another.
That's super fair. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I would agree, depending on genre. Like, going back to sitcoms, like, you don't want to do something out of tone rest of the sitcom. But, yeah, like...
That's fair.
Yeah, I would agree that I want, like, something authentic. Like, if you're gonna do it, like, don't just do the tropes so you have the tropes. Yeah. Like, make them mean something.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Make them relevant. Make them, I don't know, make it matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say my biggest problem with this one is basically when the Christmas special is shoehorned into somewhere that it doesn't belong, and it's just kind of like forced, and it breaks whatever show you were playing with, and it breaks, like, the Christmas special thing just falls flat because it just doesn't work there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
And, you know, money grab and et cetera. And and they didn't try. They just threw it together and shipped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people can tell.
It's true. And, like, to Kelly, to your earlier point, like, I think shows that try something interesting and new are awesome. Like, the Community Christmas special, it did an entire episode in stop motion animation. Like, I mean, granted, Community did that on occasion. They would just have some weird episode, but trying new things is fun as long as they work, which is, I suppose, a caveat that kind you never know until you do it. But
I think there's a conflict there.
but also, like, even if it's, like, if we're talking about writing something, I think the idea that you should be trying something new should be something you should be encouraged to do. You shouldn't be afraid to write something, like a snippet of something even, and fail and then learn from that, than not do it at all.
Yeah, so, like, that's a different kind of thing. Like, try anything in a rough draft. It gets harder and harder to tell where something should continue to be developed and where, like, it's basically going wrong. And that's part of the risk of doing things that are different or experimental, is, like, well, you don't know how it's going to go. So you try your best and you put it out there and you see what happens. And maybe it flops, or maybe it's, like, the cool, quirky thing of the year.
That's what friends are for. The true meaning of Christmas. You give them your weird experimental things and you say, hey, does this work or is it weird?
And they say, this is weird, but it works.
Yep.
And that's our episode. I guess this worked. So, listeners, what do you think? Did you enjoy our Christmas special? Email us at tropeornottotrope@gmail.com and let us know. We will be back next year with another trope. Thanks for listening to Trope or Not to Trope, and happy holidays.